So yesterday about this time, the CDC extended the moratorium on evictions, and we were talking to Terry Savage about it, and she was bringing up the hardships for the landlords, and I had told her that it was my understanding that Illinois had been doing pretty well at getting the relief money out the door and into the hands of landlords, and that prompted a call from a lawyer named Bob who says that wasn't necessarily the case. Let's listen in again on Bob from yesterday.
I represent a lot of smaller landlords like the ones that Terry Savage was referring to, you know, people with two flats, three flats. What I'm hearing from my clients is that the state of Illinois, dealing with the governor's office and that, has not been at all friendly to the landlords, and they've had a lot of difficulty even getting any money. We have plenty of clients who, since the spring of 2019, have not received any rents. The clients that I have, which are smaller, they are not seeing this money.
So let's hear from another voice now. Tom Benedetto is the government affairs director for the Chicagoland Apartment Association. They oversee, all told, about 235,000 rental units in the city. Tom, welcome back to the show. Tom, are you there?
Hi, hey. Steve. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here.
Thanks
as well.
For thinking of it.
Okay, so what's the situation here? Is Illinois doing well handing out this federal money, or is it not doing so well?
On the whole, I'm definitely doing well, but it has been a mixed bag. The state program is way ahead of the city's program as it pertains to sending out checks in the mail. But on top of that, 30,000 applications for assistance in that state program that were filled out by landlords were voided because tenants in need did not respond, and tenant participation is required to receive those federal funds. So our industry is still on the hook for tens of billions of dollars in rental debt that's not covered by the federal.
Yeah, so that's something that we didn't bring up yesterday, but it's, you need in many ways two applicants for a lot of this aid, right? You need the landlord to fill out something and the tenant to fill out something.
Correct. And the federal guidance does mandate that renters themselves do need to be part of that process no matter what. It cannot just be a landlord-only application. So you can imagine we're a little frustrated as an industry with the program's design, but generally we consider ourselves to be very lucky to be in a state that is ahead of the game nationally in Illinois.
So if the landlord plays ball but the tenant doesn't, the tenant's still not responsible for the rent and the landlord's on the hook?
They're still responsible for the rent. The eviction moratorium protects them and has protected them for the good part of the last year and a half. But yes, the landlord is still on the hook for that debt eventually, presuming that it's not going to be paid. And then we're looking at a foreclosure crisis if nothing is done about that after this.
Tom Benedetto is with the Chicagoland Apartment Association. I kind of got ahead of myself, Tom. What do you make of the extension as a whole?
Sure, just generally disappointment from our industry. The White House's rationale for the new CDC moratorium was that rental assistance has been slow to get out. That's true nationwide, but as I said, that's not the case in Illinois. Rent relief distribution is way above average here, plus additional protections that have been adopted by the courts and local governments, the city and Cook County. Those protections are helping housing providers and residents kind of bridge this gap between the pre- and post-COVID era for rental housing. We believe that Governor Pritzker, about a month ago, made a prudent and sensible decision in phasing out the state moratorium. Mm-hmm. And that's going to help get our economy back on track and stabilize our housing market. But the CDC moratorium issued yesterday kind of makes our state take a step back from those efforts.
Tom, if I'm a renter, do I have to prove hardship to not pay the rent, or can I just decide to take advantage of this moratorium and just not pay?
You do need to prove some kind of COVID hardship that can be, either job loss, you took out unemployment, or, proof that you have had, some sort of extraordinary expenses, medical or otherwise, during this time that's made you not able to pay for rent. So our industry has been, out in front of that, knowing the realities of this pandemic that is unprecedented. And we've been working with tenants and residents from day one, trying to get them on payment plans, because we know that, you know, the money is just not there if you're unemployed.
Tom Benedetto with the Chicagoland Apartment Association. Just one more than Tom. It would say you're renting your upstairs or your downstairs, or you've got a single or two unit building and you need help. Is there somewhere where people can turn now?
Sure. So, you know, now the options are a little bit limited, but keep an eye out for more funding from the Illinois Housing Development Authority. That's IDA for short. Get on their email list, follow them on social media. We do hear there's still time to be matched with funds through the Illinois Department of Human Services. That's IllinoisRentalAssistance.org, IllinoisRentalAssistance.org. You'll have to go through one of their local providers, who will then communicate with your tenant about assistance. But if assistance is off the table at that point, I wish I had better news. The outlook is a little bleak for small landlords.
Tom Benedetto represents the landlords. Tom, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for yours. Take
Absolutely.
Care.
Were you listening earlier when Rod Blagojevich, of all people, joined Anna DeVlantis here on WGN? We're going to play you one of the callers and the governor, ex-governor's response, the convicted governor's response, coming up after a check of the weather and traffic and a couple of commercials, too. First, here's Mary.